dealing with a budget with more costs than income and high employee turnover due to poor pay, Fortuna is pursuing a new tax measure for the 2026 election. The City Council revisited revenue generation options at its May 19th meeting, and a majority of its members supported putting a new tax to voters to prevent painful cuts and selling assets like the Fortuna River Lodge. City Manager Amy Nilsson said estimated budget revenue for the coming fiscal year is about $8 million, a 2% increase from the current year. But sales tax revenue declined by $31,500, and costs rose more than revenue did. Nilsson told the council, quote, "Expenses are outpacing revenue by $235,000. With employee salaries flatlined as a result, Nilsson talked about the consequences.
So we've seen an increase in turnover. We are estimating that at the end of fiscal year, we will lose 25 full-time staff, or 30%, and 28 part-time staff, which is a total turnover percentage of almost 50%. We did receive a resignation this morning of a very key full-time employee who will be leaving the agency and is partially leaving for more money. So there's costly impacts to turnover. It's costly to hire. There's recruiting, there's onboarding, there's training. There's a loss of expertise. There's decreased productivity. There's morale issues for the remaining staff who have to pick up for those vacant positions and do those job duties. There's also service disruptions.
To make working for Fortuna viable, salaries and benefits will have to increase by 20%, a $1 million spending hike. Without revenue to make up for it, cuts would be needed. If public safety positions are spared, there'll be deep cuts, such as eliminating recreation programs. Sale of the Fortuna River Lodge would also be necessary. Another scenario presented by Nilsson included a $450,000 cut to the police department's patrol staff. Alternatively, a new sales tax could raise the money. Before the council was a recommendation from an ad hoc committee to hire a consultant for polling voters on tax measure options. Councilmember Tammy Trent, a member of the committee, vouched for doing that.
This is kind of scary. $37,000 is a lot of money, but I think it's worth the risk to invest that to hopefully get everything in line to get our tax measure passed. We need to see whether it's going to be, people want a specific public safety tax, but the last tax measure, when I was talking to people, that's what they wanted. So we need to find out whether it's going to be a specific tax or a general tax. So polling will help give us those ideas to get everything in line to give the community what they want, what they need. We also need to get the word out. They need to see this. They need to see what we just saw here on what it'll look like if we don't get money.
Trent concluded by saying, quote, "We have to go out for a tax measure. We don't have a choice. We have to do it." During a public comment period, County Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said polling has contributed to the county's success in passing its sales tax measures.
Our measure O that just passed, which is the transit and road tax, we would not have gotten that without that information. We were going in a totally different direction before the polling went out. Also, I want to say that selling the River Lodge, that is an income generator for you guys, and it's one-time monies that you would get from selling it. That does not cure your problem. Your problem is years and years of needing to have income come in. A one-time sale of a building that you can generate funds from is not going to fix your guys' solutions. I really, really urge the council to do this polling.
The council approved the polling expenditure, with Councilmember Ave Stevens voting against it and Councilmember Kyle Conley absent. Stevens said he's not against a sales tax measure, but is, quote, "skeptical of an outside consultant being the highest likely path of success." For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.